Anyway, we talked a lot about the legislation down in the States yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that making sports gambling illegal is unconstitutional. So it feels like sports gambling is going to be legalized. It's going to be infiltrating the sports world relatively soon. And we thought of, you know, doing some prop bets. We were talking a lot about live in-game betting and prop bets and all that kind of stuff. I came up with a few different prop bets. I've decided to use the Maple Leafs as the other option.
Okay.
So the first option is going to feature something in our lives, something that comes up on this show a lot. And the second option will be an outrageous Leaf prop. Okay, so the way this is going to work is you have to bet on one of them. So both options are either going to be like ridiculously obvious or borderline impossible, but we're going to have to decide which one we would actually put our money on.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
You guys want to play?
Sure.
Yep.
All right. I don't think we got an intro or anything, do we? No, let's just get rocking here. First one. The O-Dog gets married again at any point in his life, or the Leafs win the Cup next season.
I'm betting on the O-Dog getting married.
No, the Leafs win the Cup next season. I have to pick one, right?
You got
to
pick one.
The Leafs win the Cup next season because I'm never getting married again.
I believe you will get married again, and I will bet on that.
Why
and
do actually, you guys would, think I'm going to get
and
married?
And I wouldn't bet on the Leafs winning the Cup next year.
That's the thing. Like I don't. You never know what's going to happen this offseason.
Yeah,
the Leafs are a really good team. They were a top 10 team in the league.
Right.
Like, could they win a cup? Vegas may win a cup this year. If Vegas can do it, why can't the Leafs do it next year? I think you're a lock to get remarried, though.
Yeah.
Like, I do. I feel
Dude,
really
do
good about that.
You understand that I have three children?
Yeah.
Why would I get married? For someone to ruin my life?
Larry King has been married 8 times.
Why would I do it again? For what motivation? Do you think I want another kid? I don't want another kid.
I'm not saying
about
kids.
Having
you don't
other
have
kids.
To have kids.
It's about finding the right person that makes you happy.
What
I
if
think
you
that could happen.
Stumble across the woman of your dreams.
Well, I thought I did do that, but...
Well, there you go. Maybe that wasn't the one. So
anyway, next bet.
You're still a young guy.
How much do we have to bet? Or you just choose?
Well, it's just let's pretend like it's a lot of money.
$100.
I'll bet 10 grand I'll never get married again.
I'll bet
but
10
you're,
grand.
So you'd put 10 you grand on the Leafs winning the Cup next year over that?
Well, I have to.
You got to pick one or the other.
Yeah, 10 G's.
Okay.
I'm writing down my totals.
All right. 10 grand
I'll bet 1,000 that he gets married.
But I'm not taking that bet.
It's going to take time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm not saying it's going to happen over the... Although it could happen over the weekend. I could come home from Vegas, and you've been down at City Hall. You met, you know, Aloha flew into town for the weekend or something.
Exactly.
Noodles allows his house to get a pet. So, in other words, staff of the kids bring a dog or something into the house.
Gracie's sister.
Yes. Or someone other than Austin Matthews gets named captain.
Noodles gets a pet.
No.
I think it's Noodles gets a pet, too.
Are you guys crazy?
Wait until Dylan is 10 and demands a dog. You will go soft as butter and it will happen.
She asked me for a cat the other day. I said no.
She's still too young.
You got a brother.
You can talk her out of it. Wait until she doesn't understand that.
You gotta get her a cat.
Never. Never.
I'm saying Noodles.
It's 0%.
I think it's 0% that the Leafs name someone other than Matthews
I'm
the captain.
Exactly. The Matthews one is a lock.
So then that means you're saying that there's a chance...
Noodles is betting on the cat.
No. You said somebody other than...
Other than Matthews.
Nobody. There's not a chance.
Okay, so then you have to take that you're going to get a pet at some point.
I know for a fact I will never get a pet.
I don't
Animals
know
Animals don't
that.
Like me, and I don't like them.
I'm telling
there's
you,
There's not a chance.
I know Steph. Steph would happily
Steph
accept
I,
a pet.
Like, you know what Steph could have? A pet when she's divorced. Like when she's living in another house.
I don't see it.
You know, one of the kids.
I'm
split it right down the middle.
Kids.
I'm taking Noodles gets a pet.
0%.
And Noodles gets a pet.
I'll bet on
a
the
big,
Austin Matthews
Dane.
One just because I know.
No.
I know. Like, you bet what, 10 grand that you won't get married? I would put 10 grand.
And I thought I was going to get married.
And I thought you would
I
get
know
married.
That.
So there's 10 grand. I would bet on that. I'll bet 10 grand that there's not a chance I'll get a cat. okay. or a dog or any of that.
This is now, really generating a lot of passion. Huh?
I got $5,000 that Noodles will get a now, pet.
I guarantee you're going to get a pet.
Define a pet, though, like these gerbils or
yeah,
like
anything
weird,
like that.
Like
anything you have to
or,
feed and take care of.
We're not doing the gerbil thing.
Well, don't kids want, like they have...
Absolutely. A bunny or something like that. I could see a bunny in your near future.
A bunny.
I could definitely see a bunny.
No, they wouldn't last.
All right. Hayes balloons to Peter Griffin mode. By the end of 2019,
ooh.
Or John Tavares signs with the Leafs.
I got to go with the Griffin because I don't think Tavares is coming.
You could
I don't think Tavares is coming here.
2019.
And you got a full year.
That's a year and a half. Almost 2 years.
You got 18 months and you got some trips. Like this Vegas, you could come
back 10 over on Tuesday.
Yeah. I could.
If you have a good weekend of eating and drinking and doing
just
nothing.
Parade that into something.
Parlay that into something. I'm going on the Griffin
side. Yeah, I'm going Griffin.
Because I don't think Tavares is coming here.
I bet $7,000 on Griffin.
See, I'll say Tavares. I have to. You guys are all committed. Like, this is the best part.
Oh,
whoever's
okay.
the one
it's
involved
in this. Get insulted.
Exactly. I have to believe in myself that I won't let it happen again. I fought back. It took me years to get back.
You have to bet on yourself.
I can't let it happen again, but I know there's a part of me. There's Griffin's
you're not
in
betting
there.
That like, much.
No.
Think Griffin's, about it, though. Like, you know, Green Bay is really good next year.
I know.
Let's say that, you know, Rodgers comes back. And,
yep.
So you're on the couch on Sundays, wheels.
Dude, like it's not out of the realm of possibility.
No, it's not, but
me.
I mean...
But I think Tavares, I've always believed there's more of a shot than you guys think. Like, yeah. I believe that there's a shot he ends up here.
I don't think so.
I know you guys don't think so, but I think there's a chance.
Gotta manage the cap.
I'm putting on... Well, I know, but they've, you know, Tavares, like, there's a lot of guys coming off. They do have cap room.
Yeah.
And...
You're right. I just... He would sign to be the number two centerman.
Right.
I don't know. I just don't see it.
He seems like a kind of even-keeled guy, though, doesn't he? Like, does he scream, like, I need to be on the marquee to you?
No.
No, like, he doesn't
he
scream
reminds
that
me
to
a lot of like, a Patrick Marleau type of personality.
Right.
But I don't know. I just...
All right. Well, we'll see.
I think Griff.
Thank you. The O-Dog keeps Gracie forever. Forever.
No.
Or the Leafs finish dead last next season.
Oh, well, that's...
That's what I'm saying. These are two extremes. Like
the Leafs aren't going to finish last, but he's not keeping that dog forever.
I know that.
He may not last
I know
the year.
If you guys say
year.
That one more time, that I'm not keeping her forever, I'm going to get pissed off.
Well,
100%. I'll bet 10,000 that I keep Gracie forever.
I'm telling you, like Gracie.
You're down $20,000 already. You're going to be married without a dog by the end of the month.
Gracie can be on waivers by the end of June.
By the end of June.
You're going to be 800 pounds when you come home from Vegas.
What happens is that you're going to come home and Gracie is eating through that beautiful picture you have of the hip.
Yeah, the tragically hip poster.
Tragically hip poster and everything signed by Gort.
Right.
She's eaten through that. She's gone through your alumni coat.
I don't think there's a chance the Leafs are finishing dead last, though.
Yeah,
like I have to play the odds.
I have to go with the...
I don't think you're keeping Gracie, though.
So what? Say it again, because...
It's either O-Dog keeps Gracie forever, or the Leafs finish dead last. Where are you putting your money?
Well,
you have to put your money on
dog.
One of them.
I got to keep the dog, then, because they're not going to finish
Thank
last.
You.
But...
Whew.
What
you
scenario?
You
gotta
put it on me.
Let's lay it out this. What scenario could happen that the Leafs finish like Ottawa this year? Like zero.
But they didn't even finish last.
Yeah.
Think about how bad it was for Ottawa. They finished second last.
There's not a scenario I can think of.
Me neither. They're too good. They're too talented. Babcock won't allow it.
Freddie,
like there's no way.
Freddie gets injured.
I'm keeping Gracie.
I have to go with keeping Gracie.
Yeah, we're keeping Gracie.
Noodles develops an eclectic palate and starts eating exotic foods.
Ooh.
Or Freddie the Goat plays at least 41 games next season.
I'll give Freddie the Goat a sniff. You know I'm not eating any.
You're too set in your ways.
Yeah, I got to go Freddie Goat.
46 years old.
But I don't think Freddie's playing 41
games. How many times
games.
I've heard just a piece of chicken, cheese, and a bun.
Yeah.
That's what the man wants in a sandwich.
You and my dad. My dad actually has potentially like a worse palate than you.
Really?
He will not eat anything. They can't travel because he can't go anywhere. He can't eat anything.
Yeah.
Like, he refuses to eat stuff. You're too set in your ways, man. You're not going to show up one day and start eating, like, exotic cuisine.
What would be exotic? Like, sushi and stuff like that?
Yes, exactly. Sushi is mainstream now. It's not even exotic.
Yeah, that's not.
I wouldn't consider sushi exotic, would you?
No.
When I was in Japan,
I eat it twice a week.
I tried sea urchin once, and that was awful.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
I got to go with the goat.
Yeah, I'm going with the goat for 41 games.
All right, final prop. Hayes finally relaxes and stops snapping about every small detail on the show. In other words, bad cell reception, mics being on when they shouldn't be, scripts that are written improperly, or Mike Babcock outlasts Kyle Dubas in Toronto. I think I'm cooling down. Like, I'm starting to relax over time.
You'll relax.
I think you'll relax.
I'll bet $5,000 on that.
I think Kyle Dubas will outlast Mike Babcock.
It's an interesting one, though, right? Like, Dubas has never been a GM before. Mike Babcock's been in the league for 20 years, cup winner.
Yeah,
and
but
yet,
I come
just
back
based
to,
on the conventional wisdom.
I come back to, exactly, conventional wisdom of shelf life of that type of coach. Daryl Sutter, Tortorella, Ken Hitchcock, all of them. Hard-ass coaches that are demanding, and eventually there is an expiration date.
Well, think about the situation here. Like, Babcock was hired before Lou was.
Mm-hmm.
So Lou inherited Babcock, and now Dubas is about to. Like, Babcock is about to deal with, technically, his third GM.
And let's just...
Or executive team.
Let's go a little bit farther. Kyle Dubas is a progressive guy. And Mike Babcock and him continually get into it about the Matt Martins and Roman Polak and guys like that. And Babcock wants those types of players, and they have friction. And then you cross that over to if it doesn't translate to success. I think Mike Babcock got put on the clock this year.
Yeah, I agree. And I think the whole Matthews stuff and everything.
There were a lot of people that were challenging a lot of his moves, where in the previous years, it was this guy could do no wrong.
Yep.
That's just going to intensify as the expectation level goes up.
Yep.
So 2 years from now, if the Leafs aren't where people want them to be, this guy's on thinner ice than so... I think Kyle Dubas has a longer window than that. That's my rationale.
I'm not even convinced. I don't think I'll ever totally relax. Like, I freak out about a lot of minor details, but I think I'm getting better, right?
No,
you are a little bit better.
Except for when Dreger just called in an hour ago and his phone was brutal.
Yeah, you weren't happy.
I didn't handle that very well or very professionally, but I'll go with myself. I'll bet on myself. There you have it. Overdrive props. We got to do that more often.
I thought it was a great segment.
I thought it was good. And I actually liked the questions, too. Although Andy Petrillo sent me a picture of a cute cat.
Dude, you're getting a pet. Like, out of all these, I guarantee you get a pet.
Not a chance.
Don't you think?
Out of all of them?
Yeah.
Griffin, married, a pet? A pet. Pet.
No way.
Pet. Although Griffin, like, you've seen Griffin before. Yeah. Although you've been married before, so we've seen that.
And I had cats, or I grew up in a household that had three cats.
That shocks me. Can you picture him in a house with three cats?
Well, I didn't design it. I wasn't the one. I was just a patron living at that house. My parent. What happened?
A patron.
That's what happens, is my brother gets a girlfriend. Guess what? They get a cat together. They break up. My brother doesn't want the cat. The cat comes to our house.
Right.
I was the youngest, so we inherit a cat. Another cat rolls in, same thing. Other brother. Rolls in. All of a sudden, we got three cats.
Why didn't your parents say, sorry, that's your problem? Like, you got the cat.
Loving, you know, we're loving
I guess
people. So.
So
they were like,
I mean,
okay, but we'll take the animals and whatever. So we were running a farm there. It's ridiculous.
Imagine that's what ends up happening.
A dog involved, some Dalmatian. I wasn't there, but.
Picture that. Your kids grow up, they move out, and then you inherit a pet after they've left. So you single handedly have to take care of the pet.
It wasn't good. But, I mean, the cats
were tough.
They just left me alone, and I left them alone.
Yeah, you guys had an understanding, I'm sure.
We did. Yeah. I laid the law down early on.
You have to.